We have two spoken word artists next. First will be Suzanne Owen, who writes wonderful poetry and is published. And she's going to be coming up and reading us some of her poetry.
I don't know, it's my glasses. They don't seem to be working very well. I think this is okay. I found two poems in spring poems, and this is one. I don't know how all that happened, but it's called Evening Knowledge. The knowledge of man is an evening knowledge, vesperina cognito, but that of God is a morning knowledge, matutina cognito, by Ralph Waldo Emerson, from Nature. Evening knowledge. In my galaxy, an insect's wings vibrate at a frequency 100 times a second, and its stars rotate in spiral arms, going left. My galaxy spins around its center every 200 million years. Yet in a day, my cells will be renewed. I hope they will be good ones. At night, I hear my heart thump like spring thumps on the sun. Although this year my heart is not in spring, I've been swept out by a tide. Still, I will conform to the pattern of this design. The motions of the earth and moon, their rhythms are part of me. I am part of them. Second, minute, day, year, decade, millennium. Time, the dictator, stamps its signature on everyone. Unreported toxins, deadly germs, bombs. Each war seems different, yet the same. The Earth's climate circles once every 100,000 years. Are we circling round a drain, or will our weather change? And this is a sonnet. Thank you. This is a sonnet about spring called Persistence. This darksome hill of trees, what can I do with it? Get wood violets, you say, they grow anywhere. So I plant delicate as blue veins, strands of sky bits. But from this window I can't see those flecks by boulder, tree, and log. This year they've spread throughout the lawn, like free birds perch on dry twigs, blind rocks in mute fog. New afterworlds of mite, bug, bumblebee. I don't know how those tough violets endure, uncared for phantoms after last night's chill. Cavalier on the gravel driveway, or how sure I am that I can bloom on this hill. But if you could clear out weeds and brush from places, with room, small things, can grow in spaces. Thank you.
Let's have it for Suzanne again. Nice to hear some poetry about spring. Well, now we have another fabulous